Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time now for Willie Brown and Phil Matier. And Governor Newsom is planning to meet President Trump at the airport when he arrives in Southern California this afternoon. And I want to talk to you all about this. But, Mr. Mayor, you look especially handsome today in a cashmere coat and a matching hat. Why y'all dressed up?
Because I'm scheduled to receive an unusual honorary occasion for a program at San Francisco State University, where I attended school. I'm going to science and engineering dedication of a new structure designed for that purpose after me.
Oh, fantastic, I'm sure.
Yeah, this is from a guy that never took a science or engineering class in his life.
Is that true? You managed to avoid?
I don't think, Phil, that that's anybody's business.
Okay, let's talk about other business right now. Let's talk about President Trump is going to be headed to California. Now, this is what's interesting. We don't know when. There's been no advance directive, no schedule given. We spoke earlier with a reporter down in Southern California. He's hanging out at an air hangar in the Santa Monica airport because he heard through the grapevine that that's where Trump and Newsom and Mayor Bass are going to have a conversation. Not that he'll be invited, but he's just hanging out to see. Is this how things are done?
That's not unusual. Believe me, I don't think President Trump wishes to even come to California, let alone talk to either Bass or Newsom. You know, it's not like a friendly place, particularly since he had looked forward to coming out, I assume, to do something to Adam Schiff, who also tried to do something to him. So this is not like friendly territory for President Trump.
No, but it is interesting to note that the White House did invite both Senators Schiff and Padilla to join with the president in coming out here, but they declined because of the votes, like for Secretary of Defense in
right.
Washington, they're needed in Washington. This is going to be, it's interesting to see, it's only been a week since President Trump's been in office, and it's just been an incredible—
Not even a week.
Roller coaster, and it's like he never left. It's almost like there was no Biden administration. We're right back to this half craziness. So, Mayor Brown, do you think we're going to see is Trump going to snub Newsom? Is Newsom going to blast Trump? Or are we going to have a replay of the when they were here in 2018 for fires, where they put everything aside and got things going for aid to come?
I think that if President Trump is actually coming to California on this date, it will be because many of his friends and supporters probably lost their homes down there, and he's coming to see them. He couldn't care less about seeing Newsom and Bass.
Do you think he'll give the aid? That's what a lot of people are wondering. He's threatened, but you think he'll come through?
Oh, I think he'll come through. I think that, he loves headlines and things of that nature. And I assume that he is wondering aloud who will be the next person getting any kind of a non-prosperatory position, similar to what Adam Schiff got from Biden. I tried to get one from Biden, but...
what, a pardon?
It didn't work.
You called. What did you want, a lifetime pardon?
For any future crime.
Oh, one of those. Okay. Thanks, as always, Willie Brown, former San Francisco mayor, along with KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.